نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء ثقالة وثقالة القلوب ذكر الله صدق اللہ العظیم و صدق رسول النبی الکریم. Respected elders and brothers, it is the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in every phase of life, every walk of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever so caring for his creation, which is the progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. He mentioned to the Malaika that I intend creating a representative for myself in the dunya. What did those angels say? Angels replied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told him, Ya Allah, do you want to create such a creation of yours who's going to create havoc, bloodshed, and fighting all over the place? Is that what you want to create? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the malaika and said, I know that which you do not know. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they mentioned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, our condition is, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We worship you, we glorify you, we never disobey you in any walk of life. We are always obedient to you. And why do you need another creation? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, I know that which you do not know. So this is the same insan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising this insan in front of the malaika. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran what we should do and what is our purpose in life. What hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتَ لَكُمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Surely this dunya that we are living in, this dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He has created it for us. Obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who knows Arabic will understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to the people who got iman. He was discussing and giving glad tidings and encouragement and motivation to this creation. That is the people who got iman. Rasulullah was addressing them. Kum is for you, mean people who are in front of you. Innama ad-dunya khuliqat lakum. Surely this dunya has been created for you. Wa innakum khuliqtum lil-akhirah. But you as insan, you as a mu'min, you have been created for the year after. Allah didn't create you for this world, He created you for the year after. So what is our duty and responsibility? We've got to take whatever is in this dunya, whatever it is, everything has been created for us. So we've got to take maximum benefit from whatever is in this dunya for our benefit to make the akhirah. We are here for the akhirah. You know, very nicely being said, that when you see a very beautiful road, you don't know where it can take you to. But if the destination is very beautiful, you don't mind going through the hardships and difficulties because the destination where you're going to reach is a very beautiful place to go. So we've got to do a little bit hard work in this dunya, do a little bit effort in this dunya, and whatever effort we make, we're going to find the result, which is the destination, Jannah, inshallah. So to guide us, to give us some sort of motivation and encouragement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, just like as we've just completed our Fajr Salah, فَإِذَا قَدَيْتُمْ Salah. When you have completed your Salah, فَإِذَا قَدَيْتُمْ Salah, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us and encourages us, when you have completed the salah of yours, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Remember Him abundantly. And as the ending of the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the time for namaz has been specified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time for fajr, we all know, is from Subh Sadiq till the sun rises. The time for zuhr, from zawal till the time of asr. Asr, from the time of asr till the time of maghrib. And maghrib is from sunset till an hour 20 minutes, hour 25 minutes, 1.5 hours. From sunset is the time of maghrib. And after that is the time of isha till Subh Sadiq again. So the time for namaz, Allah said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابٌ مَوْقُوتًا. That time for namaz has been specified. That time there's no change in it, that is specified for us. But when we finish namaz, there's no time, no place, no area where you cannot make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you cannot remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, فَإِذَا قَدَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قِيَامُ, while you are standing, وَقُعُودَ, while you are sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكَ, when you are resting. Whichever condition you are, whether we are working in our businesses, employed wherever we may be, if we may be working into a farm, cultivation, wherever we are, that is our spare time, the time when we are not performing salah. In that spare time, we should take out that time and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise and glorify Him. That is what is going to help us in the year after. In one hadith it is mentioned, successful is that person who keeps his tongue moist in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, that remember Him, do not forget Him. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified 5 times namazes a day. Why? So that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever has been given to us has been given to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has honored us and given us whatever it is. So it has come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is honoring us and reminding us that I am still your Rabb. I am still your Creator. Come and remember me 5 times a day so that you don't get so involved into the worldly matters and forget who I am. Look at the other religions. Some of them worship only once a week. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the honor of remembering Him every day 5 times. So this is honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, that we remember Him and we don't forget Him. As we go along, we know for the fact that we are insan. Allah created us insan. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. He created us weak. Although we are weak, but Allah has given us power over a lot of things in the world. A lot of things Allah has given us power over it, given us control over it. We can do so many things and everything comes into our control as well. One incident comes to mind to show us how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how He has given control to insan and given intelligence to insan. Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, our Asad Ustaz, he was a Mu'tamim of Darul Uloom for over 30 years. He mentioned once, he said, look at the quality of insan. There was a lion. When he saw he was gone old already, it was time for him to leave this world and leave this dunya and go. So what he did? He called the cub. He says, listen, my son, you must be very careful of insan. Be careful of insan. And he thought to himself, my father is telling me to be careful of insan. I've got to cross paths with this insan and understand who this insan is. So time went by, and as everybody knows, the lion, time came and he died. Now that cub thought to himself, I am the king of the jungle, I am the king, and who is there that I am supposed to be frightened of? So he started looking for insan. As he was walking, he came across a cat. He asked the cat, are you insan? He said, no, I'm just a cat. and I live in the houses of people. They give me a little bit milk and a little bit bread or something, and I live my life, and I look around, get some bread, and that I finish my life like that. He said, I don't have to worry about you. Let me carry on. Goes a little bit further and finds a dog. Asks the dog, are you insan? The dog said, no, I'm not insan, but remember, be careful of that insan that you're looking for. He'll give you a couple of bones and a couple of things to eat, and we got to look after him, look after his property and everything for him, just for that couple of bones. I say, all right, I don't have to worry about you. He goes a little bit further and he finds a cow. Thought this is a bit big and huge. He says, are you insan? He says, no, I'm not insan, but remember one thing. The person who's called insan, he gives you a little bit grass, a little bit to eat, and you've got to give him milk every day. He milks you every day and take milk from you and take benefit out of you. And the day you become old and of no use to him, he'll slaughter you, he'll eat your meat, he'll take the skin and make things for him, jackets or bags or shoes or whatever it may be, he'll make for himself. So he'll finish you up like that. Say, okay, not a problem, as big as you are, nothing to worry about. He carries on. He finds an elephant even bigger than that now. He asks the elephant, are you insan? That huge elephant tells him, no, I'm not insan, but be careful of insan. Insan is so intelligent and so good that he will make you do what he wants you to do. He'll even take you to the circus and make you do things in a circus as well. But you're under his control. He comes with a 3-pronged rod and he pokes it into your neck and make you do what he wants you to do. I say, okay, you're also not insan. I don't have to worry about you. He carries on further. In one place he sees a young little boy, the son of a carpenter, is busy doing some work with some wood in that. And he had a long pole and he wanted to split that pole. So while he was busy and he put one chisel to crack that wood open, and this king of the jungle comes and says, are you insan? He says, yes, I'm insan. He says, you're the person I'm looking for. I've got to sort you out. He said, no problem. We'll talk just now, but sensing that you're so strong and you're so good, can you help me to crack and pull this apart? Then we'll sit and talk, no problem. I'm just finishing my work up. He said, no problem, I'll help you. So he put his hands in between that pole and where the crack was, and this youngster pulled out the chisel and his two paws got stuck into that pole of his. He said, come, now let's talk. What you want to talk? He said, what can I do now? I can't do anything. I'm already locked up into here, and I can't do anything now. So this is Qari Sahib said, that this is the intelligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving insan. Insan got intelligence. And if we as insan don't use our intelligence for what we are created in this dunya, what are we going to do for the akhirah? We've got to realize that we are in this dunya for the akhirah. So insan has been given a lot of preferences. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ Bani Adam has been given a lot of preferences and honor over all the creation in this dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا insan fi أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ Whatever I've created in this whole world, insan is the best of the whole creation, whatever I created in this world. So Allah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, helps us, guides us onto this path. And what does they say? لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ ثِقَالَةٌ Everything has got a cleanser. We've got carpets in the masjid. To clean the carpet, we need shampoo and a different type of shampoo to wash and clean the carpets. If we've got windows, we have a different type of chemical to wash and clean the windows to make them sparkle. To wash dishes, we've got dishwashing liquids in the home to wash all that greasy and oily things from the pots and plates and everything. To wash jewelry, there's a different type of chemical to wash and make it sparkle and look it beautiful. So everything that is on earth has got a certain type of cleanser for it. Clothing we wash with a different type of detergent. Sometimes it's a bit more dirty, more marks onto it. Then you get a special thing to add onto it to take out the stubborn marks as well. So everything has got a cleanser in this dunya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ ثِقَالَةٌ Everything has got a cleanser. وَثِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ And the cleanser for the heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us and showed us how to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He even mentioned that whenever Bani Adam, the son of Adam, the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, whenever they commit one sin, a black dot comes onto that heart. They commit another sin, there's another black dot onto the heart. As they commit sins, that heart becomes filled with black spots and covers the whole heart. And when that does happen, then the person can't think anymore. He doesn't realize what he is doing because everything has been blocked in front of him because the heart has got so black, so blocked. So when that happens, then it makes life difficult for a person. But when a person comes to realization that I have erred in life, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that every person, kullukum khata'un, each and every human being does and make mistakes. There's no human on earth who doesn't make a mistake. Kullukum khata'un. Wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun. And the best from amongst those who and commit sin are those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cleanse themselves and purify themselves. So when that heart becomes black with spots onto it, the only way, the cleanser for the heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse and purify us, we will be cleansed and purified from the evil that has overpowered and blocked our heart from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, kullukum khata'un, each and every one of you do wa khayrul khata'in, the best from amongst you do at-tawabun, when you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, with full conviction, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentioned that a person who makes tawbah from guna, he is like as if he has made no sin at all. Has made no sin at all. So the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah is so much and so great, only if we can realize the benefit that we have got. The extra benefit that we got is because we are linked to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, At-ta'ibu min adham kamalla dhambala. A person who makes tawbah from any guna, then he is like as if he has committed no sin at all. That is how clean and pure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses and purifies us. So the right and correct method of our mashayikh, they teach us how to make zikr and the method of making zikr and how we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all insan. Shaitan is always behind us because he's made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَأَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَالِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to approach this insan from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left, from all sides I'm going to approach him. And I'll mislead him as well. And you won't find many of them to be thankful to you, O Allah. So he's making all his effort to divert us and get us involved in worldly matters and worldly things so that we don't realize what our purpose is in this dunya, what Allah has created us for, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cleanse and purify ourselves. So our mashayikh teach us, when we make the zikr of la ilaha illallah, why are we doing that? When we make that zikr, we've got to have an intention within ourselves and have a firm intention that when we say la ilaha illallah, meaning that when you say la ilaha, we are taking the love of this dunya that is embedded into our hearts. Everybody, because we see the dunya, we run behind it, we want it. Shaitan beautifies it in front of us. Shaitan makes it beautiful for us. So we run behind the dunya because we can see it. We haven't seen Jannah, so we are laxed in that direction. So the mashayikh teach us when you say la ilaha, meaning that you're taking out the love of this dunya out of our hearts and throwing it behind our backs. Illallah, and we want only the love of Allah to be embedded into this heart. We want to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So when we make zikr of la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, meaning that we're taking out the love of dunya, putting it behind, in filling our heart with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the life of the Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullah ta'ala al-Majma'in, when two things were put in front of them, they gave preference to the actions that are going to take them to Jannah. They knew that dunya is going to come on its own to us. But when they gave preference to the dunya, then the life for the akhirah became difficult for them. So they always gave preference. Whenever there were two comparisons, they looked at the benefit for the akhirah and did those actions that are going to take them to Jannah. And with that, Allah will definitely give you this as a bonus. So dunya comes as a bonus if you look for the akhirah. But when you look for the dunya, you are losing the other option. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the tawfiq and the ability of appreciating the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and using them to please Him, inshallah. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين بالمجد ذكر فر الله تعالى إن شاء الله. إن الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا رب سلم وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك من سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا نادم ولا مفتون. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونبيا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإن فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.